Samsung, well, the phones are still catching on fire, mate.
They are, and they've suspended production now of all the Samsung Note 7s. So if you have one, even if you've got the replacement one, because the replacement ones are actually bursting into flames as well, it's really bad news for Samsung all the way around. So if you've got one, take it back. You can swap it for a Note number. So I shouldn't say Note. I don't think we'll ever see a Samsung Note again.
Right.
After this, so I think this is the end of them.
Hmm.
You'd be able to swap for a Samsung Edge. Samsung still make really nice phones. It's only the Note 7 that has the issues. Let's just emphasise that. You'd be able to swap it for one of those, plus cash back as well, or take your phone back, pick out another phone from your telco as well, or send it back to Samsung. You will get your money back for it. So no more Samsung Note 7s are being made at the moment. They reckon it's going to cost Samsung round about $18 billion.
Hoo-ha!
But it's the ongoing damage to their brand as well. So, but if you've got one, please take it back. If you get on an aircraft, I was on an aircraft last week, the first thing they do is say, if you have a Note 7, do not turn it on while you're on board this plane.
Yeah. So it's still the battery, though. That's still the problem, right?
Well, we don't know that because the battery charging is caused by is regulated by the electronics inside. So they swapped all the phones over, had new phones come in, but there's still the issues there. So I've listened to a couple of things. It could be that the power fluctuates inside, which causes the battery to overheat and eventually go along and, you know, burst into flames.
Hmm.
Lithium ion batteries, if you puncture them, they'll burst into flames. Don't do that. I've really got to say that. Don't, you know, if you want to see what it looks like, go to YouTube and see what some other idiots have done. But just be really careful about lithium ion batteries. So it's the electronics inside that, to me, I don't think is regulating that charge that goes into the battery.
All right. Nice segue into your next bit. Let's do the YouTube gone wrong thing.
Yes. So, as we know, the iPhone 7 doesn't have a headphone jack. So there is a YouTube clip out there which has actually gone viral, which says, and they go along and they show you how to sit there and they show you how to do it. If you drill a hole in the right spot, if the headphone jack will be able to be put in because it's just under that piece of metal on there as well. Now, there are idiots around the world who have actually gone along and done this.
Oh.
Right, a couple of things are really wrong about it. One, you're going to ruin your phone. You just spent a lot of money on. You're not going to be able to take it back because, really, you're an idiot for doing it.
Oh.
And you've just fallen for another joke, you know, that gets done on YouTube. And it comes around every year, I've got to say. This is this year's story. Go back a couple of years when the iPhone 5 came out. There was a thing going on saying the big mystery from Apple is that it's actually waterproof. So they showed all these people sucking their water, pulling them out, and they all worked. People were going around the world doing that, and that was the end of their phone.
Oh, drilling headphone jacks in your iPhone. That's awesome. And it's just a magnificent example of the mass stupidity of the human race.
It is. And remember, don't believe everything you see on YouTube. When the guy throws the basketball in from 3 miles away and it goes through the hoop, gotta let you know, there might be a bit of, you know, special effects in that because we can all do special effects with a computer now.
Yeah. Yahoo email, what do you got?
We said a few weeks ago that Yahoo email was hacked. I actually did a talk on Monday and people are just ignoring the fact that they have to go in and change their passwords in Yahoo email. So, yeah, as people say, yeah, I saw that message, I just ignored it. If you use that password elsewhere, it's only a matter of time before people get into your other account. So, please, I'm urging you, change that password for Yahoo email. But it also turns out Yahoo is actually handing over emails to the US government as well, pretty willy-nilly, just giving them what they want. Can I just say, make the move to Google and Gmail. Far more secure than Yahoo as well. Go into the back end of Yahoo and you can forward all your emails to your new Gmail account. It will take care of all the spam far better than Yahoo will. I've got to say, Yahoo is really responsible for a lot of porn spam going out there as well. And, you know, I saw somebody the other week and he ran a Sunday school for all on Yahoo email and was sending out porn to all the
Christians. Crikey. Okay.
Yeah, he rang me in a blind panic, so we had to move to Gmail very, very quickly.
Righto. Finally, your app of the week.
is called Office Lens. So if you've got an iPhone, got an Android phone, go to the App Store, download Office Lens. You can take a photo of documents and it will upload it to your OneDrive account, or you can open them in Word and edit them in Word as well, and can also go along and take in handwritten text as well and convert it into text as well. So we've written notes in a meeting or something, snap the phone over it, we'll convert it all over using optical character recognition. And you can also do things like when you've taken photos with Office Lens as well. You know how sometimes you take a photo of a menu?
No, say, but well, I've seen people do it, yes.
We've seen people do it, Darren. You and I would not do this, but people do. Then you can go back and search for what was inside on that menu in the photo.
Oh, wow.
So you can go and say, that beef bouillon I had, where did I have that? Type in beef bouillon. It will search and go right through all your photos and go, that's where it was.
Wow. Okay, so what's it called?
Office Lens is greater, and it's free.
What's it called?
Office Lens.
Office Lens. All right. So off to the USA tomorrow. So you're going to Google, right? Is that what you're doing mainly?
Yes, I'll be going to Google, a few other tech things while I'm overseas as well.
Sampling the Google phone?
I hope to. I should be there. I'll be there for the launch of it in the USA as well, but I should be able to see it in New York if I get there in time.
All right. Good stuff. Well, we'll talk to you next Wednesday from the USA. Is that right?
All being well, Darren, you will. So, yeah, we're just working out times and everything now.
TalkTech, that's TCH, talktech.com.au.